like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Wayne Miller.
And this is It's Movie Time.
It is.
When we're recording today, it's around zero.
And you can just imagine how those poor guys felt on the Western Front or even the Eastern Front. 100 years ago, that's what's really amazing, that we just celebrated last year, the centennial of armistice.
Yes.
World War I, the Great War.
The film is They Shall Not Grow Old, Peter Jackson.
What a documentary. What I liked about the movie, the whole timing of it. It starts out as they're talking about the war and when they enlisted the young men and how kind of excited they were going off to the trenches.
How ironic.
Even the one battle that they really honed in on really wasn't a history lesson.
Nothing historical said.
In a way, though, you didn't get a really true sense the 4 years in the trenches on the Western Front.
You're suggesting something that I found particularly strong is that lack of the historical context, but rather to give you a sense of what it was must have been like to be happy-go-lucky young man, maybe even 14 or 15 years old, going to war, jaunty, and then the war to end all wars. Brutal.
Even what they faced when they came home, which sounds a lot like, you know, our own troops coming back from Vietnam.
You bet.
And people not really caring and not really wanting to hear about the horror stories they had to tell. The only narration were actual taped interviews probably about 40, 50 years ago.
No sonorous announcer. You got the guys 20, 30 years after.
The words of the veterans themselves.
Yes.
Talking about not only the horrors of it, but what was really telling, one of the guys saying, well, you know, outside of all the death and the mud and the rats and everything else, we kind of had a good time. I was with my mates.
There is the human spirit, indomitable, even in that most abysmal way of going to war. And you have close-up shots of fat rats, lice.
Rats, fat, oh my God, the lice and the rats and the mud.
It's just awful.
And here are these young men out there just having a good old, and then all of a sudden cut into it. A close-up of a dead body.
To me, one of my reservations about the film, colorization and 3D.
I was surprised about the 3D. I knew it was going to be colorized. I knew that Jackson had spent 5 years with technicians of his down in New Zealand restoring the film, projecting it at the speed that it should have been. And, of course, a lot of this stuff was hand-cranked, so probably very meticulous work, projecting it like how it should be. The colorization did not bother me. He hired forensic lip readers.
Yes.
The only non-type of spoken dialogue were these lip readers.
When you see the 3D and you know it, it's distracting. That's all. Just give me the restored versions, which are beautiful.
Give me a crisp, clear 2D presentation, and without something that's going to be distracting. The war to these young guys, how it was presented from the beginning to even afterwards when they got home.
Yeah.
And that's what I liked.
You know, the filmmakers are touting their 3D and their colorization. Not a major part of this. Many of these images are not new, except the way that Jackson has treated them.
Right. You know, and I'm a big fan of PBS and watching WOSU 34 because they have a lot of historical type of things. And I've always liked the archival footage into the historian in me. And it's kind of like, this is what is taking place. It's not staged. And no matter how decrepit, in fact, sometimes I kind of like stuff that's rather decrepit.
I like a little spots here and there.
Yeah.
Cut in the print.
It adds a verisimilitude to it.
It does.
Yeah.
Wayne Miller, the film is They Shall Not Grow Old.
Yes.
What grade would you award it?
I would give it an A-. I enjoyed it. I really learned a lot.
And I am awarding it an A- on these cold winter days.
Yes.
You are going to be transported back to a time when most everybody just wanted to ignore it.
Stay through the credits, sing along, you know, hinky dinky parlez-vous. It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the full shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.